Robert was in a fury until he heard talk of some monstrous boar deep in the forest. Then nothing would do but that he must have it. Prince Geoffrey returned this morning with the Royces, Sir Balin Swan, and some 20 others of the party. The rest are still with the king. The Hound, Ned asked, frowning. Of all the Lannister party, Sandor Clegane was the one who concerned him the most, now that Sir Jaime had fled the city to join his father.
Oh, returned with Geoffrey, and went straight to the queen, Littlefinger smiled. I would have given 100 silver stags to have been a roach in the rushes when he learned that Lord Berwick was off to behead his brother. Even a blind man could see the Hound loathed his brother.
Ah, but Gregor was his to loathe, not yours to kill. Once Dondarrion lops the summit off our mountain, the Clegane lands and income will pass to Sandor. But I wouldn't hold my water waiting for his thanks, not that one. And now you must forgive me. Lady Tanda awaits with her fatted calves. On the way to the door, Lord Petar spied Grand Maester Malian's massive tome on the table, and paused to idly flip open the cover. The lineages and histories of the great houses of the Seven Kingdoms, with descriptions of many high lords and noble ladies and their children, he read. Now, there is tedious reading, if ever I saw it. A sleeping potion, my lord?